Well, we have a special treat today and tomorrow in our first reading. Today we hear a reading from the beginning of the book of Ruth. And tomorrow we will hear the conclusion of the book of Ruth. These 2 days are the only 2 days in our whole 2-year cycle of readings that we read the book of Ruth. And it is a rather short book, so I encourage you maybe today to go home and read the whole story, because we get a nutshell version of it today and tomorrow, and it's much edited. But it's an important story that kind of bridges the time between the judges and the coming of Samuel, the prophet, in the reign of the kings. Ruth is an interesting kind of figure in the Old Testament. It's one of those times in which we have a non-Israelite that plays an important role. If you remember back to that genealogy that we often read around Christmas time from the book of Matthew, so-and-so begat so-and-so, begat so-and-so, begat so-and-so, begat so-and-so. Well, there's a few women mixed into all those begats, which is very interesting for a genealogy, because that would normally never happen. But Matthew throws in a few women that figure prominently into the genealogy of Jesus, and Ruth is one of those women. So even though she's only got a little teeny tiny book in Scripture, she was important enough to be one of the few women that Matthew mentions in his genealogy of Jesus. A little bit about Ruth here that we see in our gospel today. We have the Israelite woman, Naomi, who was married to a man from Bethlehem in Judah, but there's a famine, so they leave and go to the plateau of Moab. Moab and Moabites being people who are not Israelites, and there her two sons marry two women, Orpha and Ruth. Well, sadly, the woman's husband dies, and then both of her two sons die. And it turns out that the famine ends, so she is going to go back to Bethlehem. And she tells her two daughters-in-law, "You're free to remain with your people." And eventually, Orpha decides, okay, she'll stay back with her Moabite people. But Ruth decides, "No, I'm going to stay with you, Naomi." And Naomi tries to convince her not to, but Ruth swears on an oath, one of the more famous ones, "Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. I will be with you, and your God will be my God." Ruth converts to the worship of the true God, even though her husband, the reason that she became a member of Naomi's family, is no longer there. She decides to continue in the path of the worship of the true God and follow Naomi to Bethlehem. This is interesting because sometimes we see this in people who join the RCIA. Oftentimes we have people who decide to become Catholic because they're marrying a Catholic. And they begin, "All right, fine, I'll become Catholic if it'll make things good for the family," which is a good thing. But sometimes we find that that engagement in the middle of RCIA breaks apart. And it's interesting to note how many times it does happen that the person who joined the RCIA program because they're marrying a Catholic, even when the Catholic is out of the picture, they continue on to become Catholic. It's interesting how God can work in these rather, you know, unforeseen paths. Someone who never thought about being Catholic, all of a sudden, well, they're marrying a Catholic, so I guess I'll give it a shot. And then they end up not marrying the Catholic, but they become Catholic. This is kind of what happens with Ruth today. She marries an Israelite person, and then he dies. But she decides, "I'm going to stay with this. I've found the true God, and I'll continue to worship him." What ends up being our moral of the story here? Well, as we'll hear tomorrow, Ruth ends up marrying Boaz, who the two of them become very famous because they have a son, and the son of Ruth and Boaz is Obed. Now, perhaps you've never heard of Obed, but Obed is very important because Obed has a son named Jesse. Ooh, now we're getting warmer. You've probably heard of Jesse, stump of Jesse, Jesse trees, things like that. And then Jesse is, of course, the father of the great King David. This is why Ruth is so important in the genealogy of St. Matthew. And it is, again, an example of how God takes the rather unforeseen and does great things with them. let us not miss the opportunities in our own life to maybe miss some of the great things God is doing because they seem unplanned or strange or unforeseen. It may be that this little bump in the road, this unforeseen circumstance, may be God doing something great, just as this Moabite woman, Ruth, became the great-grandmother of King David.